Fox City 107.1 104.3 proudly presents the Back to School with the History Makers program, honoring history makers making a difference in our community.
Today's history maker is Brigadier General Arnold Gordon Bray. He's part of the Back to School History Makers program, and I'm standing at attention saluting you, sir, even as we speak. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Sir, can you enlighten us about the Back to School History Makers program? What is the program about?
First of all, the program, it really started with a lot of interest from a retired officer named Richardson, and she started working with the then Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, and they launched a program in earnest in 2010. The idea was to make sure that some of the more tangible role models that people could actually relate to, more like them, could get their stories out, because it made the sometimes seemingly impossible impossible, and it gave them those reachable role models and people doing the same kinds of things they're reading about, but someone who looks like them and probably had some of the same kind of real experiences that they had coming up. And as a result, allowed everybody from the Colin Powells to the Arnold Brays to have their stories captured and now be captured and documented in the Library of Congress. And this part of the program is for us who have been recognized to go out and, one, show ourselves and talk to students and make that connection even more real.
Now, you've had some great experiences throughout your career. Share them with our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you encountered on your path to success.
First of all, I'll be very candid. The key for me has personally been just education, but I wasn't always a great student. But what I've always been is a great reader. I read everything. I read the Childcraft books from cover to cover, and all of them when I was coming up. I had a great mom who was a teacher herself. Her example just made me realize how easy I had it. Now, I wish I could say that I did it on my own, but Dr. Guy Griggs was the one who reminded me that I was sloughing and I had no other challenges. That platform allowed me to be commissioned as an officer in the United States Army, similar to you. I didn't envision myself staying in as long as I did, but first of all, the Army is a great place to not just start, but to actually actualize who you are. By being there, by having an education that the college offered, it gave me a chance to go from what was essentially my life in Columbia, South Carolina, a five-mile radius, to seeing 48 states and over 50 and some countries in this world. As a result of just the experience the Army brought as an airborne ranger all the way to a strategist, I was able to participate and indeed direct some major operations that our nation has been involved in. In all of this, I've had the chance to be an ambassador for our nation wearing our uniform as a senior level leader to multiple nations over the continent of Africa, Denmark, and other places, and not just see history, but be part of those who crafted history by my actions.
As part of your leadership training, do you instill some of these values into the young people that you meet firsthand?
Absolutely. First of all, people are people around the world. The language changes, and you have to be very careful that you don't mirror image what you are thinking and how you think it when you're talking to others. But if you remember the golden rules of being kind to people, that translates to every language and showing those kinds of concerns. The second thing is I've always enjoyed reading. Reading allows me to take my world beyond where I am and sometimes challenge my own ideas. And then lastly, what I try to take to students is something that I've learned, and actually stole from Dr. Franklin, the former president of Morehouse University, is the idea that there are really five things that students can use in their day-to-day lives to make them better. And there's some great detail behind it, but the five things are, they're called wells, W-E-L-L-S, and I believe in the five wells. And that's the first of all, it matters what I'm talking about, which is be well-read. Read everything you can. The second thing that I would say to you is that this should be well-spoken. You know, we speak a language called English, and there are some rules that we ought to abide by. And the colloquialisms that are the common language that we use, it's okay from one person to another that you know, but if you're talking to people that you don't know, use the common language. I also say that there's an element of being well-dressed that you should have, and I don't mean a suit or a tie or a tux, but in fact, everybody has a chance to pull their clothes up. And this came from a guy a long time ago named Coach Singletary that said, make sure your clothes are clean, wash them. And he did the same things every night, wash them. And he used to inspect us when we were coming up in middle school. Then it said, well-traveled. In today's world where you can actually go to the internet, you can be anywhere. And that helps you challenge your mind. And then lastly, to be better, you need to have friends who are well-chosen. I've got multiple examples of where I was going to make some bad choices sometimes, but there are people who stepped in, and they weren't all good people, not by some people's measurements, but they were people who looked after my best interest, even if they were going to do something different. And I thought those were just great things for me to use, and I try to impart those things in students.
So what do you think the students will take away from the stories, the memories that you share with them through the Back to School History Makers program?
It's exchange. First of all, I think it's an exchange. There are two things that will happen. One is I'm going to learn more about the world that I live in today and the challenges of kids, because we're going to have a conversation. And they're going to tell me also some of the things that they think about. And I'm going to tell them kind of some of my challenges. And then I'm going to tell them what helped me be able to have some levels of success throughout. And what I hope they'll take away from this is that, one, they really can be anybody that they read about. They really can do great and wonderful things. And there are no obstacles to what they can do except themselves. And even if they are challenged today, if they put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward, they will get there, or at least they will find themselves among the successful.
We've been talking with a history maker, Brigadier General Arnold Gordon Bray. Any final words you'd like to leave our listeners?
No, I just tell them history's being made every day, and you can be part of the solutions of our world, or you can be part of the challenges. And I hope that people are not getting discouraged by what they see in the news and look forward to what tomorrow can bring. Thanks very much. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Fox C 107.1 104.3 proudly presents the Back to School with the History Makers program, honoring history makers making a difference in our community. For more details, go to foxcnc.com.